せーの、
オラー、ようこそタビリンガルポッドキャストへ。
Welcome everybody to the タビリンガルポッドキャスト。 オラテル、ケパサ、
ケタル、
ケタル、エスタビエン、イトゥ、
エスタビエン。
タビリンガルのバイリンガルって入れてるつもりなんですけど、タビ、タビタトリンガルになっちゃう、ね、このままだと。
そんな喋れねえよ。
なんか慣れたらいいんだけど、タトリンガルに。でそしたら旅がなくなっちゃうよ、旅限りなく
なる。なくなる。
番組は全部変えなきゃいけない。yeah, welcome everybody. We're in Medellin, learning、はい、Spanish. My dream has come true, and it's been a few days since we started going.To the school called Blink, and we're doing an immersion course for, well, I'll be here for 3 weeks. Teru will be here for 1 week. どうよ、ゼロから学び始めて。
これはね、気になる人いるんじゃないかと思うんですけど、はい、本当にレベルで言ったらマジでゼロのゼロだよね。やったこと一回もないし、
うん、
本当にわかんないレベルでいきなり入っちゃいました。うん、どうなるのっていうところで言うと、まあ喋れないよ。そりゃ1週間だから、
それはそうよ、
喋、ねうん、れないんだけど、
そんな1週間で話せるようになったら誰も苦労しないよ。
そりゃそう、
うん、
そりゃそうだけど、なんかちょっとお店で注文とかへっちゃらでできるかなと思いきや、
うん、
そんなへっちゃらでもない。相当たどたどしくで、うん、しまいにはお店の人が英語を喋ってくれるっていうことになってますけど、でもなんか本当基礎のストラクチャーが分かるから、
うん、
教えてもらえるから、
うん、
なんかパッてこういうのはこうやって言うんだよってヒロがさ文章で言ってくれるじゃん、
うん、
そしたらああこういう風な文法ねみたいなのが分かって、うん、もうあとは本当自分がどれだけ覚えれるか、
うん、
なので1週間でも超価値はあったと思います。
お、
うん、
お
お。
Yeah, you know, I think it's double challenging for you、
mm.
because you're learning it in English, you know? So, I mean, if you were learning it in Japanese, I think it might have been better, but obviously, they don't do that here. And I don't think there's any schools in Colombia that'll teach you Spanish in Japanese. So, if there are, let us know, please, if anybody's listening. But, so, I think you're doing a good job when it comes to it, because it's, I mean, if I were to learn Spanish and Japanese, I think I would struggle.
Mm.
I mean, it would be very hard for me.
Because
you have to learn words in English first that you use to learn a language, right? Because that's how they explain it here, so.
そうだね。脳みそは本当にいろんなとこ使って。うん、大変でしたね。
うん、
すごかったよ。
What is what's like a typical day look like for us?
最初だから、どういうこと？なんか。
Like what was yesterday like?
Yesterday はもう一番大変だったんだけど。
Okay, not yesterday then. Like two, like what was a like a typical day?
なんだろう、発音を最初にやって
yeah, like routine. What's our routine these days?
ああ、何、朝起きて、6時半ぐらい、ヒロのクラスが8時からだから、でも起きてすぐ7時20分から朝ごはん食べて、でヒロはクラスに行きます。私は9時からのクラスだから、まあ、ちょっと宿題やったりして、で9時から、1時までクラスがあって、そこからランチで午後一コマ取るか取らないか、であとその後はフリー、みたいな感じやん。
Yeah. And then we go to a cafe, maybe go study. Colombian coffee is excellent.
おいしいね、おいしい。しかも高くないよね。200円ぐらい。
Yeah, coffee is not that expensive. So we're actually located in this area called El Poblado, and it'sprobably the number one expensive area. It's also very safe, but you pay for that, obviously. But, so the restaurants and stuff, super oshare. で、cafe is super oshare and there's so many, there's giant malls and everything you could possibly need. But it is on the pricey side even for Colombia. Yeah, so we kind of have to be thrifty moving forward. But yeah, that's kind of what our daily routine.
So, そこで、まあ、観光もちょっと行ったね。
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Where did we go?
コミナルトレス。コミナルトレス。
La Comuna Trece.
La Comuna Trece.
It's one of the, I mean, if it's a favela. So it's like the slums, I guess. And however, it, so back in the 90s, or, you know, the past 30 years, I guess, until the early 2000s, it was one of the most dangerous places on earth. With gang activity and, well, mostly gang activity that has taken, that had taken control. So Colombia, as you probably may know, has had very famous drug lords. Because of the cocaine industry here. And a lot of, you know, bad stuff that had gone around. And La Comuna Trece now has transformed into, I mean, it's still a favela and it's still, you know, there's still gangs around, but it's actually the second biggest tourist attraction in Colombia now, because of this transformation. So, and I've been talking about. So, yeah, we did like a cheap tour. They have tons, and we got a really good tour guide who's a local there. He even showed us his house. Okay. So if you can look this stuff up, I guess, but we learned some pretty cool things. And, you know, I mean, even though Comuna 13 is a really, it's Comuna 13, by the way, and if it's a big tourist attraction, but at the same time, you learn about the history and you learn about what went down there and you really see the transformation have a, I got a really big appreciation for, you know, like, I mean, it was hell for people. And you look at it now and you see that, it, like, it's so peaceful. On the surface, at least. You know, I don't know what goes on deep into the mountains of the favela. So, like, a favela is like the slums on the mountain. And so it still looks like that. But now there's all these shops and art galleries and bars and cafes and all these things in the slum, in Comuna Trece. And there's and there's like all these like Instagrammable places that they've made for the like the tourists, and there's like basketball courts and there's like hip-hop dancers and yeah, it's really cool. Like, they've made it into a center of culture. And how they did that, so, well, there was this operation called Operation Orion. I won't get into the details, but that was like the big and final one, I guess, where the government cracked down and pretty much killed all the bad guys. And the bad guys, yeah, they've either ran away or gone into hiding or still there. Anyways, one of the key transformation initiatives that Comuna Trece did was install these cable cars that go throughout the city and the escalators that go up and down the hills, because it's very hilly. And so the escalators and cable cars, what that did was it allowed people to go into the city, which allowed them to make money. And when you have money, you could buy things for you and your family, like food. And when you're not hungry, people tend to cause less crime. Very simple. You give them access to resources, you give people access, you give them an opportunity. Otherwise, these people could not come down the mountains or wouldn't.
すごいよね。だからそのヒロがさっきから言ってトランスフォーメーションっていうのが そのすごいやばかった場所を安全な場所にしてさらに観光地に変えたっていうなんだけど、
うん、
それの一番大きいのがエスカレーターとケーブルカー、
うん、
これがさ今までさ3つ目じゃんこうスラムって見るの、うん、
4つ目
4つ目か
5つ、うん、
もう全く違うこんな問題はなかったじゃん、うん、今まで行ったところには、うん、全然違う問題がここにはあってそれを解決したらこんな場所になるんだっていう、うん、なんかすごい成功例なんじゃないのかね
移動手段を与えればっていう話よね
うんうんうん
うん素晴らしい
ねえ面白いよね
素晴らしい
そのエスカレーターを作るのにもなんかそのギャングの人たちも手伝って、まあ、仕事ができたギャングの人たちに、
うん、
って言ってたよねなんか
ギャングっていうか、まあ、そこにいた人たちね
うん
Yeah, they had the locals build it、
うんうん、
as well, using government money
うん仕事を与えることもできた、
う
ん、っていうのを言ってたよね
そう見たことある、う
ん、いやまああとはここに本当に死体がゴロゴロ転がってたのかっていう、
yeah. I mean there isn't the basketball what's the basketball court now was the execution area、
うん
and things like that and there's still there's like another hill beside the main town that's still they found 300 bodies there、
うん、
but they think about 2,000 3,000 people are still buried there and they're still digging it up because there's that many missing people stillね、まだ見つかってない人たちも大量にいらっしゃるんでいつの日か、
う
ん、
そうね、
まあ、まだまだこう It's still transforming ね、
うんうんうん、
It'll be interesting to see what it's like in 10, 20 years again、
うん、どうなるのか、
はい、
楽しみ
ということで Follow us on tabi.lingual on Instagram and our podcast on Apple Podcast, Spotify and Radio Talk
tabi.lingual で Instagram もやってるのでそちらもフォローしていただけるとありがたいです Apple Podcast をとか Spotify でも配信してます。コメント待ってます。
Please comment, like, and all that good stuff. Hasta luego.